I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
3 o'clock, growl. So, Lindsay, tell me.
Do I get to growl?
Last night, you go to the swanky restaurant overlooking the water in Marina Del Rey, and you go there with Boss Amanda and with Chris Morales and with Corporate Greg. And were you talking about me? Were you talking behind my back?
Well, I mean, there are some things that are being worked out and negotiated, but there is talk of me extending Radio Tinder to an entire hour. So,
no way.
Yes.
Is that a real thing?
That's all I can disclose, though.
Is that a real thing? A full hour of Radio Tinder?
It's just in preliminary.
Is this your trial balloon? Is this like?
Wait a minute. It's preliminary discussions. Shouldn't I be involved in the preliminary discussions of this?
Well, it was preliminary discussions. Your name was brought up, but I'm not going to mention in what context.
Okay.
So, you know, you may or may not be getting calls about this, you know, just like when they hired me.
This was an excellent strategic move.
They didn't consult you guys on that. So that's all I'm going to say.
Wow.
And amazingly, I'm still the boss of the show.
Mm-hmm.
So
very much so.
The Olympic. just tell me.
This is like way behind the scenes here of. You can hear, Mace, I can tell you what they said about you.
Yeah.
I can tell you.
I can only imagine.
Let Mason think he's in control, but we're actually just going to do what we want to do.
Do you think that we needed a meeting to say that?
Make Mason feel like he's in control, even though he's not. That's a really interesting strategy, because I feel like I am in control. So did we get the Olympics theme? Did we find that?
I think so.
Old school.
Well, that's
okay. It works for me, too. It works.
Yeah, this is the good one.
This is the ABC Olympics theme. And
I watched this at 3 in the morning every night. I watched like the wrap-up from the Olympics.
Composed, by the way, by the great John Williams, somebody points out.
Really? Star Wars,
yeah,
okay.
He actually did both, the old one and the new one, the NBC one.
It's good for epic songs.
Yes. So I am an Olympics guy. I
Me
love
too.
The Olympics. And this is, I'm bummed out.
Here we go, here
because,
we go.
There we go.
Oh, come on.
This one does not hold a candle to the
The first
one.
One's better, yeah. There it is, there it is. There's
there
the riff. I'm getting goosebumps. It's cold in the studio, but I am also getting goosebumps from this song.
So I've gotten to do a bunch of Olympics. I think 7 of them, and I did the Rio Games back in 2016. That was the last Olympics I did. I love the Olympics, and I can only tell you that going to the Olympics and being part of the Olympics, it's always been one of my career highlights because you find out that the world is much smaller than you think it is. And the one thing I love about the Olympics is that when you watch the Parade of Nations, and they'll do that on Friday night during the opening ceremonies in Tokyo, everybody marches in as a country, right? And we've got the largest Olympic team we've ever had, largest U.S. Olympic team. And you know what, Momo? More women than men on our U.S. Olympic team this time.
Cool.
And then at the closing ceremonies, all the athletes come in together. There's no separation of countries. They all just burst in together during the closing ceremonies, which I always think is cool. You walk in as a country, you walk out as just part of the world. And I've been there for some unbelievable moments. Now, these Olympics are completely messed up. They are really messed up. And I don't know exactly what's going to happen. What do you think, Momo?
I am also an Olympics like person. I love the Olympics. I get excited. In Rio, all we talked about was Zika.
I got so nervous about Zika. I brought so much bug spray to, and I seriously brought a lot of bug spray for the mosquitoes. And the entire time I was there, I never saw a mosquito, ever. The Zika thing was completely BS, made up garbage.
I don't think it was BS. I think people really did get Zika, not at the Olympics, but before that. I just
none of us did. Nobody.
Yeah, I know, because I think probably the Brazilian government handled it. Like, they probably just went in and like did a bunch of bug spray. Like, remember in 2008, in China, that everybody was worried about the pollution. And then I just remember being there, and that's the only Olympics I've ever been to is Beijing. And the night after the opening ceremonies, all of a sudden it just started raining out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay. This is how they're getting rid of the pollution.
Wait,
just seeded the clouds.
Do you think they made the rain?
Yeah, seeded the clouds.
No, they didn't. They did not make rain.
Google it. Look into it.
You think it's a real thing?
They definitely can make weather.
Yes, you can make weather. I think that. Yes.
There we go.
I am not a conspiracy. This is a real thing. They seeded the clouds. Look it up.
But you're sure they did it?
I'm looking it up right now. I believe that they did.
You think they made it rain to clear out the pollution?
Yep.
Well, that's an interesting theory.
I think that we are all, I think and I hope that the Tokyo Olympics will be one of the safest places on the planet.
Me too.
Because of all the testing that they're doing, because of all the restrictions. This is what I said about the NBA bubble. I said there would probably be no safer place on the planet than the NBA bubble because of the restrictions and testing. I think and I hope that the Tokyo Olympics, even though there will not be fans, which is like the coolest part of the Olympics, is meeting people from all over the world. I really hope that the Olympic spirit brings the world together in a way that we really do need to come together after this awful, awful year and a half that we've had with the pandemic. I really hope.
I'll be damned. They did make it rain.
Yeah.
They cleared the skies for the Beijing Olympics by forcing rain to come early.
China, that's not even a conspiracy. It's
far from the only nation to try to bring rain. Wow. I had no idea. That's big time. So what are you mostly... first of all, okay, there's this story now that there are going to be cardboard beds, which I don't understand at all. Did you see this story?
I saw this story.
The athletes are going to have cardboard beds.
Listen.
Now, this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. It is apparently supposed to be. It's supposed to stop people from having sex in the Olympic Village.
Yeah, because the whole thing is like the Olympic Village is they have to buy bazillions of condoms because everybody, when they get done with their event.
They distribute tons of condoms, thousands and thousands.
You have thousands of incredibly well-trained athletes from all over the world, all in the same place, living, eating, and sleeping together.
Correct.
What do you think is going to happen?
No, the number of connections, let's just call them connections, at the Olympic Village is extraordinary. I mean, you take people from all over the world,
seriously,
all the most finely tuned athletes there are, and put them in one space. It is impossible to avoid those connections. And I'm not sure that a cardboard bed is going to stop that. And by the way, that's a terrible accommodation. I mean, you get shown to your Simone Biles, and they take you to your room at the Olympic Village, and they say, and here's your cardboard bed. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Okay.
Seriously?
I can end this discussion with one statement.
Okay.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
Oh, no question.
I'm just saying. I
mean, it's happening, whether they put cardboard beds in there.
People are going to find a way to do
There's no doubt about it. You know, there have been some positive tests in the Athletes Village already. I mean, I just don't know what's going to happen. I hope it all comes off well. I really felt like they should have waited a year.
Another year?
Wait another year.
No. They should have. Okay, I'm going to tell you. We should have moved the Olympics to a place that where it wasn't. There wasn't a huge outbreak.
Do you know
outbreak.
What it takes to move the Olympics on
Yeah, but
short
we
notice?
Had it wasn't short notice. We've had a year and a half.
Yeah, but they've built all these venues. They've built you can't all of a sudden say, "Sorry Tokyo, you spent $1 billion getting ready for the Olympics."
So you
and
get
now
the next
we're
one.
Take them away from
so you get the next one. Okay, after LA and Paris, but you get 32. Have they done 32 yet?
32.
Yeah, 24 is Paris, 28 is LA. 32.
Right.
So you.
I don't think they've done 32.
Yeah. So give them 32. Makeup call.
Yeah. I think they
all the stuff
waited.
That they built though for this Olympics would be like outdated by that.
And by the way, and athletes would,
They're going to lose money anyway.
This is the part that bums me about the whole thing.
Yeah.
So you've got athletes who have trained and spent years of their life getting ready for this one moment. And all of a sudden you find out mom can't be there, dad can't be there, siblings can't be there, best friends can't be there, fans can't be there. At the Olympic Village, you're sleeping on a cardboard bed.
Right.
There's no alcohol in the Olympic Village allowed
okay,
this
here's
year.
Here's all we need to know, okay? Fight Island. It worked, okay? We just get an island and have the Olympics there. We had a year and a half to figure this out. I know there's so much money that's been spent. I know Tokyo bid on this, all yada, yada, yada. But you know what? Tokyo's losing money on this. They're not going to have fans.
Well, everybody loses money generally.
But this was sold to the Japanese people as this is going to show how Japan recovered from the earthquake and the nuclear disaster and Japan's endurance and strength. And like, I feel bad for the people of Japan. They only have 20% of their population is vaccinated.
Right.
They have an incredibly dense urban city like in Tokyo where they just kind of have to keep everybody in their rooms, so it's not going to be very fun, either in the Olympic Village or in hotel rooms.
Yes.
The people are not even being allowed to go to games. Like, this is not a fun host experience for them. They're hosting it, but this is basically a televised Olympics at this point. Just let the athletes, it's about the Olympics, it's about the athletes, it's about the brand. Let's just have Fight Island, Olympic Island. There's plenty of places they could have done this. Every other major sport has figured this out. I don't know why we did.
I hope it comes off without a hitch.
There's going to be some hitches, but
like,
we'll get through
it. In many Olympic cities, about half the town is for them and half the town is against them.
Yeah.
That was the case in Rio. There were a lot of people in Rio who did not want the Olympics. And by the way, it crashed their economy. Rio was great.
So why do cities want the Olympics? Why do they bid for the Olympics if it loses money?
Pride.
They can make money.
Yeah.
Like, for example, the L.A. Olympics in 84 were profitable. I think the L.A. Olympics in 28 are going to be very profitable because we've already got the venues basically built. We mm-hmm. already have the venues. We
yeah.
don't have to put up erect a bunch of buildings to hold the games. So we've got an advantage on everybody
Mace,
else.
From what I understand, Sydney is always the default. If they're ever going to
Sydney's
move
beautiful.
The Olympics, like Sydney is the sort of, like, let's say there's something that happened in a coast city or whatever, and they had to move it, and they were no longer able to put on the city. Look this up. I think it's in the Olympic Charter. I think Sydney is the default. Like, if we got to move the Olympics on short notice, you go to Sydney.
Sydney is a beautiful city. I was at the Sydney Games in, what was that, 2000?
Yeah,
right?
2000.
Sydney was 2000. Sydney is a beautiful city.
Yeah, I got that wrong on one of the Game of Games.
The great thing about Sydney is, and I've never run into this in any other country, when I went out at night to party, I guess you would say, I got constantly, "I love your accent." It was like,
You're
you
the
guys
one with
have
the accent.
I don't have the accent. But it was a calling card, and I had a lot of fun in Sydney.
Sounded like you cleaned
up.
Because
of my accent, yeah. All right, coming up next, I promised this.
Oh, there's a joke in there, Mace, that I just didn't make. I'm so proud of myself.
Good, I'm glad you laid off.
I'm so proud of myself.
You
Everybody
know
knows what I'm thinking.
You know what Jorge's slogan is? When in doubt, leave it out.
Yeah, it's my birthday. Don't get fired on your birthday, Mama.
Yeah. All right, so coming up next for you, is PDA back? Is PDA back? Plus, a hiker lost for 17 days what it took to survive. That is coming up next for you. There you go.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Go, there's Pink.
Woo!
It's Momo's birthday, so she is picking out the playlist today. We started out a lot with Adele because I am sure you've seen it by now. Rich Paul, LeBron's agents, Clutch Sports, apparently dating Adele.
Woo!
They sat together at the NBA Finals.
Did not see that coming.
Yeah, not at all. But Pink is, She's one of the great performers.
She really is.
There is. I've seen her four times. She is fantastic. She's one of my favorite artists ever.
Ever. Yeah. Ever. She's up there.
She's definitely up there. All right. By the way, tonight, huge game, Dodger Stadium, Giants versus Dodgers. Dodgers are one game back. It's a beginning of a four-game series. It is absolutely critical. One of the stories that I was keeping track of, I'm trying to wait and see if we get the Dodgers lineup soon, because Gavin Lux left yesterday's game with a cramp/strained hamstring, which would mean that Chris Taylor would start at shortstop for them. And I think the lineup did come in. We'll see who's playing shortstop for the Dodgers tonight. On the mound, it's going to be Tony Gonsolin. Eric Steven reports Clayton Kershaw threw on the field earlier at Dodger Stadium. And Corey Knebel is about to pitch off the mound. Robert said over the weekend 15 to 18 pitches. He was going to be huge. Dodgers put Gavin Lux on the injured list with hamstring injury. Zach Rex added to the roster, and Mookie Betts returns to the lineup. So that means not only are they down Corey Seager at shortstop, they're down Gavin Lux at shortstop. And tonight at shortstop for the Dodgers will be Chris Taylor, as I said. So Mookie Betts, Max Muncy, Justin Turner, Will Smith, Cody Bellinger, Chris Taylor, Matt Beatty, Zach McKinstry is playing second, and Gonsolin getting the start. So, Taylor's going to be your shortstop for the short term. Hopefully Gavin Lux spends the minimum 10 days on the injured list. And I don't know what's going on with Corey Seager.
Seriously. When's he coming back? What's going on? He's got a contract coming up.
There's been not a lot of reporting about Corey Seager and where he is in his recovery. So, but he's going to be critical, I think, for the stretch run and obviously for the playoffs. I mean, he was the World Series MVP. And you're right, Momo, he is in a huge contract here right now. He's about to get paid big time.
I mean, okay, so what have we heard? What is the latest that we've heard on his actual injury and how serious it is and why it's taking so long?
Okay, whoa. Okay, so Juan Toribio, who is a Dodgers beat reporter for MLB.com, says that Corey Knebel is going to throw live BP and Corey Seager has a helmet on and will hit against Knebel.
Okay.
So Knebel, remember, was going to be the super reliever that they could use in any great setup guy, great high
is
leverage
it
guy.
Or Knebel? I don't know.
I've always called him Knebel, but maybe it's Knebel.
Evil Knebel.
Yeah.
This just sounds like a much better name for a reliever.
So that's a good sign. Corey Seager is going to take BP against Corey Knebel. So it sounds like both of those guys are coming along. I'm going to split the difference. Sometimes I'll call him Knebel. Sometimes I'll call him Knebel. One of the times I'll definitely be right. So that's a big series tonight, Momo. Big series starting. Dodgers just one game out of first place and a chance to capitalize here and jump into the lead in the National League West. So we'll keep track of that for you. Also, every time I Google around on the internet, I see pictures of Ben Affleck and J-Lo together. And you know the one thing I notice all the time? They're always, you know, what do they say in the New York Post? They're always canoodling. They're always cuddling and holding hands and kissing and all that stuff. And it leads me to this question. Are public displays of affection back? Because I don't feel like I see them very often in the world.
Interesting. I feel like I see them everywhere on social
media.
Do
you really?
Like that's kind of...
Oh, well, on social media, yeah. I guess that's true. But when you're walking down the street?
Yeah, that's true. I see it. Like, I don't know. The public places I go to are mostly games where they have a kiss cam. So I see a lot of it there. Oh, you know, now that's back, right? Like, there was a whole year there where we didn't have anything like that. But now it's like, you know, right back
at it. Kiss cam is back.
Yeah, kiss cam.
There you go.
Yeah. I think it's like one of those, I'm trying to think in restaurants, do I see that quite as much?
Yeah, see, I don't see it anywhere.
Yeah, not
I don't
as much.
See it. It's really just Benlo.
Yeah.
Right, is that what we're calling them, Benlo?
They're actually on Extra calling them Benifer 2.0.
Benifer 2.0. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I like Benlo because, she really is the bigger star.
She is.
So it should be the bigger star's name is first.
But Benlo is still makes
But Ben so you
first.
Can say Jen Ben. Why not?
Jen doesn't.
That's terrible too. But I mean,
Lynn, what do you think? Are public displays of affection back?
I think I see them a lot on social media. Like,
well, they're kind of doing it for the. I mean, aren't they doing that for attention? They're doing.
I don't know. Like Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian are very heavy on the PDA.
They are heavy on the PDA.
Almost to the point where you wonder if they're trying to like. They've just made a joke out of it at this point.
I mean, I think they're doing it for the cameras, aren't they? Aren't they, Maze?
Yeah, they're doing it for the cameras, but it looks like Jenben.
It doesn't work. I'm not liking it either.
Yeah, it doesn't. Ben Lowe,
I like that.
They're doing. I guess they're kind of showing off, aren't they?
Yeah,
they're like everywhere.
Showing off, yeah,
everywhere in public. And you're right, Travis Barker and Kourtney are doing exactly the same thing. But for social media, you do it. Speaking of social media, so now that I've got a TikTok handle, at Venice Mace, I was lucky to get that, at Venice Mace, same as everything else.
Wait a minute, I thought you said Venice Mace was taken.
No, I found a way to get it.
How did you get it?
I made him an offer he couldn't refuse.
Did you really?
What did you do? I want to know, because I remember you were bummed because you were like, somebody has Venice Mace. Like, what the heck? So what did you do? Buy it from him?
I did. I bought it from him.
How much was it?
Did somebody take that handle
somebody
to appropriate
had it.
Your name?
Somebody had the handle. Yeah, somebody had the handle.
Was it a coincidence, though? Was it?
No, they had the TikTok account for a while, and from what I remember, May said it had nothing to do with like him or anything.
No, it didn't. It didn't. But I did make him an offer, and he was willing to give up the name.
Is it a 3-figure offer?
No. Yes.
You gave him. Would you give him 100 bucks?
4-figure number.
I gave him $100. Exactly $100, and he was willing to change.
That's cool. Nothing.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's nothing. I would have been like, give me $1,000.
Yeah, no, it's totally
How
worth
bad
it.
How bad do you want that TikTok account?
But now I don't know what do you even put on TikTok?
We made dumb videos. You know, remember?
I don't have any like cats doing gymnastics.
Yeah, dogs.
Or,
you definitely got
I have dogs.
Dogs.
Yeah.
Mace, there's like a lot of different buckets of TikTok creators. You've got like funny animals that do tricks, like you said. You got the dancers that do like the dancing trends.
Yeah.
You've got like the storytellers where they want to tell you about how, you know, their boyfriend cheated on them, and they turn it into like 5 different TikTok stories. So you have to watch every single one of them to find out what happened. You've got the people with like the life hacks, which those are my favorite, the life hack TikToks.
And what do? They just show you how to.
They do. They just give you all kinds of weird tips and tricks that you never would have thought of. Like one is like garbage bags, for example. You don't have to sit there and like air out, like, you know when you get a garbage bag to put it in the garbage can?
Yeah.
You shake it to like open it up?
Yeah.
Well, actually, I guess garbage bags are like made, for the most part, they're made inside out, and you just flip it inside out on top of your garbage, and then when you put stuff in it, it fills it up, you know?
Interesting. All right, so life hacks. And then what is the other? Singing. I see a lot of singing.
Yeah, they're singing. They're singing. And then there's like the trends. Where they're just like weird, random, like the whatever challenge where you're trying to eat something or do something.
Here's what I would do, Mace. I would come up with a daily thing that's like you know how we do on the show. You have Radio Tinder, we have Game of Games. So you have to just do some kind of daily Mace, okay? And it's either like what kind of donut are you going to order? It's going to be like
review the show right after I do the show.
It's pretty targeted.
Well, I don't think anything cares about that.
Pretty targeted, yeah.
Yeah. You're
I
never
would say
gonna go
like,
viral.
Like
that.
Every day that you do, you just have like a branded, you have like a daily segment that you do. Come up with something. So just call it the Daily Mace.
The Daily Mace. All right. I got to
The Daily Mace. Like what? I don't know. What do you think?
What the F that is.
I mean, like, what do you think, Lynn? You're a radio producer. You're a, you know.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know because I don't know what Mace is good at is in far as far as like. TikTok stuff goes, can you do any of those things? You have a special talent you want to show off?
I can certainly sing.
See, that's too hard to do every day. You got to do the key to TikTok videos is you either have to do once, you have to have like a regular thing. It can't just be like once every 3 weeks. It has to be either once a day, once every week, once, you know, it just has to be a regular rhythm.
How long is a TikTok video now?
Less than a minute, right?
No, they expanded them to 3 minutes.
I think.
Nobody
three
wants
minutes.
To watch that long, though.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll come up with something. I don't know what. You can follow me on TikTok at Venice Mace, M-A-S-E, just like everywhere else. All right. Coming up next.
I got something. Sorry, Mace. I got something.
Oh, yeah. What do you got?
You can call it Mason's Corner.
Oh, that's a good idea. Thank you, Jorge. Thank you, Jorge. When are we going to do Jorge's Corner?
When we come back. When we come back in studio.
Not until then. Lindsay,
Jorge
don't
wants
you think,
a segment?
Jorge
does not want a segment because Jorge's got a lot of other stuff he's doing. And he said that he would be open to it once we're all back in studio and he has some help.
I still think Jorge should have a corner.
That's fine. He can have one. But I think that you're putting a lot on Jorge back there as it is.
All right. Coming up next for you. Thank you very much for that. Coming up next for you. We've got the hiker. This is a crazy story. Hiker lost for 17 days and what it took for him to survive.
Ooh.
It's crazy.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Oh, Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson. It's all Momo's music today because it is her birthday. You notice what I haven't asked? I've not asked how old you are because I know that that is impolite, right?
You know, thank you. I'm okay. I think I'm having a hard time with this today. I'm a little in denial. Like, I hit 40 a couple of years ago, so I'll let you figure that out.
I'm surprised. I'm surprised you hit 40 a couple. You don't strike me as 40.
Thank you. Yeah, so, it's more than 40 now. And I just 41 happened last year when I was in pandemic mode, and it was like, yeah, whatever. Like, everybody had a pandemic birthday, right? Did
yes.
you guys have that where, like, you're... You did like a Zoom.
Yeah, did nothing.
Did a Zoom. We ordered a cake. Okay. This year I had a little family birthday party
that's
with like
nice.
A bunch of toddlers. That was fun.
Yeah, that's fun.
And I think,
that's
you
fun.
Know, to be honest, like I'm at the part where I totally could have a midlife crisis right now. Like
oh,
I definitely
really?
Could. I could spin off into like a, oh, I'm 42 now. Oh my God. Like so, you know, but.
You don't strike me as midlife crisis person.
Yeah. I think I had one at like 25 and had another one in my like early 30s. And I don't know if I just got the midlife crisis out of my system or if like another one's lurking around the corner when I get to 45. I don't know. Who knows, right?
Because, you know, back in 2000, after I did, worked at WNEW in New York.
Yeah.
I quit radio.
Wow. How old were you?
I was 36.
Okay. So about I know exactly where that was. Yeah. In that midlife-y
feeling.
Yeah.
And during that time, I quit radio. I said, I'm not going to do it anymore. And I went and became a yoga teacher.
Wow.
And I got certified and went through training and all that stuff and ended up teaching like 11 classes per week.
That's a lot.
And
it's
it
twice
was
a day.
Hard. It was hard. And I don't know how yoga teachers make money.
Yeah.
Because it definitely, I did not make a lot of money for doing those yoga classes. And ultimately went back to Fox and started doing radio again on the weekends before I was actually put back together with Ireland. But, yeah, there was a time I dropped out of broadcasting. I said, I'm just not going to do it anymore. I'm just done. I had such a hard time in New York. I'm going to do something else.
When did that fit into your walkabout that you went on?
Oh, 2000. Yeah, that was exactly when I want my walkabout. I did the Olympics in Sydney, and I went to Africa, and I traveled through, I was in Ghana, I was in Senegal, I was Cote d'Ivoire, I was in Mali, I was in Mauritania. I mean, I went all over the place in Africa. So that
Wait,
was my
and how
walkabout.
Old were you when you did this?
36.
Oh, okay.
And you hadn't met Juan yet?
Had not met Juan yet. I was just completely on my own, and I decided, all right, I'm just going to get out there and do it. That was my legit midlife crisis. Doesn't it sound like one?
Sort of, but it sounds kind of fun, too.
It was great. It was great.
I mean, usually, like, midlife, like, I think I also, I'm a little, my timing's thrown off because I had a kid so late. So
right.
I had this whole career first, and then I went and had a kid at 39, and I just, like, don't really have time or energy to have midlife crisis right now. Like, so maybe I'll get to it when he's a little older and he can, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you can't, with a kid, you can't afford to have a midlife
crisis.
Yeah,
I can't have time. I don't have time for that.
Yeah. All right, so I promised the story, so I want to get to it. By the way, there is a lie of the day is coming up, too. Did you catch any lies today?
Ooh.
We'll do it. We'll do it coming up after Game of Games. All right. So a man named Harry Burleigh went on a solo fishing trip in Oregon, got lost and injured, and he went missing for 17 days.
Woo.
He survived in the most amazing and disgusting ways. He wandered away from the river where he was fishing, so he couldn't find water. So he was forced to drink his own urine. He was able to start a fire with just sticks. He roasted snails, crawfish, scorpions, and millipedes to
Ooh.
Eat. Now, there was a full-scale search effort, and finally, after 17 days, a helicopter spotted the smoke from his fire. He ended up spending 12 days in the ICU after all this. Now, would you be able to survive in that resourceful a way for 17 days?
I think I would make it for a while.
I would. There's no way I would survive. Crawfish, scorpions, millipedes.
I mean, it kind of, I don't know. I watch all of those survival shows. I watch, like, Naked and Afraid.
See,
and
I don't
Survivor.
Watch any of those.
And I do feel like, I feel, you know, like when you watch Top Chef and you think that you can cook?
Yes.
Like, I'm like, ooh, yeah, that flavor profile.
Put a,
yeah, let me just
think. A cucumber foam on top of
yeah.
that.
Yeah. So it's like, I feel like I watch all those shows. I bet, like, I get out there and I'd be like, I mean, how the hell do you make fire? They yeah. do it on the show, but it turns out they really
He did
do.
It literally with two sticks. He had no matches. He had nothing to make fire
did
except
Did he have, like,
sticks.
Some glasses or something?
No, he did. What's weird is they said he had a magnifying glass and he forgot to use it. He didn't realize. Yeah, he didn't realize. So he just, with the sticks,
wow,
made a fire.
That's really hard to do.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I watch those shows and, like, even the trained survivalists, like, they can't make the fire with just the sticks. They need
this
some.
This guy made it.
Yeah. I mean,
this
the one, there was one girl and she was weird. She had a magnifying, you know, on Naked and Afraid, they let you bring one item. So okay. most people bring them, like, one person will bring a machete and the other person will bring some flint. And that way they don't have to, like, make it with the sticks. Okay. That's really hard. But one girl brought a magnifying glass and that's how
okay.
she made the fire. She would take I love this. I've literally watched every minute of every season of
Wait,
every episode.
Wait, why would
of Survivor.
You bring a magnifying glass? Because
she would take the
just...
sun and then she would like
yeah,
do fire
you know
with
you
magnifying
sure.
glass.
Sure, but if you're allowed to bring one thing, why wouldn't you just bring a lighter?
Yeah, that's
Agreed.
True. Why would you not
Agreed.
Why
would you bother
just
with
a lighter
glass?
Instead of a magnifying glass?
That's probably not
glass.
Allowed. Maybe that's not allowed.
You're allowed to bring one thing. I'm going to skip the lighter. I'll just bring this magnifying glass.
Someone always has one.
No, they don't. They use the flint. They use the fire starter.
Yeah.
It's flint.
Okay. Okay.
So you probably,
trust me, I really know my Survivor.
By watching the show, you probably would have lasted longer than me.
I think so. Yeah, I think I would be able to. I know how to fish. I feel like I know how to make shelter. I mean, I watch enough of those shows.
Yeah, no, if you watch those shows, you probably would survive.
Yeah, and I think I would know how to boil water if I could make. The biggest thing is if you're able to make fire, you have a chance. If not, you're done for. You're totally done for. But there's, like, all these things that, like, on those shows you see. The Survivor is, like, fake Survivor, okay? Like, they give you a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
The Naked and Afraid is real. Although I still think it'll be, like, day 18 and they're starving out there. And then all of a sudden somebody finds a snake. I'm like, you know the producer just put that there. Come on.
Just to spice
it. Like on day 18, oh, God, we're so tired. We're so hungry. We're never going to make it to extraction. And then the next day somebody will find a snake and they'll eat it. And then I'm like, oh, okay. Like the, like you know, the producer just put that right near the camp. Come on.
Yeah, I would not be a survivor.
Would you be able to kill
case.
A snake if that was like what you needed
no, sure.
to do?
No, I could do that.
A real poisonous snake, like they
yeah,
got,
I could
like,
kill
water
a real
mop.
Poison. I would not be afraid of that. I could kill a snake.
Wow.
Yeah, I would not be afraid. I would not be afraid. All right, coming up next for you is Game of Games. Ireland apparently won twice last week, so he's got five in the
I
month
didn't
of
win
July.
Any.
Lindsay's got three. She picked up one last week. And Jorge won twice. I have yet to hit the board, and I won't hit the board today because it is my game.
Woo!
And it's going to be a game of Mason and Ireland Jeopardy. That's coming up next for you. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
It is Game of Games time, and Ireland has the lead. He's off today. He'll be back tomorrow. He's won 5 times in July. Lindsay has won 3 times. Jorge has won twice. I have won none. And Momo also has yet to scratch. She filled in all last week but didn't win anything.
Megacast.
Megacast. All right, so we're going to play a little Mason and Ireland Jeopardy. Your name is going to be your buzzer. This will be Lindsay, Jorge, and Momo. Lindsay, Jorge, and Momo will be the players here. These are all, I think, pretty easy questions. We'll see. You must, and I'm going to be a hard ass about this, you must answer in the form of a question. Everybody agree? Yes.
Got it.
All right.
Name is your buzzer, right?
Name is your buzzer.
Okay.
It's the first name of the 40th President of the United States and the clown mascot of McDonald's.
Momo.
Lindsay.
Momo.
Who is Ronald?
Who is Ronald is correct. Momo's on the board.
Oh, I just processed that one. Sorry.
Number
I also
two.
Have an advantage because I'm in studio, so there's no delay.
Number two. Pedro Pascal stars in this Disney Plus series.
Lindsay. What is The Mandalorian?
What is The Mandalorian
so
is
good,
the correct
Lindsay.
Answer. Yes,
fast,
series
fast.
Featuring Baby Yoda. All right, Lindsay
Grogu
won.
Is his name, actually, not Baby Yoda. Just
oh, so he know. Got a name. You're right. Number three. He's the Los Angeles Dodgers pitcher who prefers cats over dogs.
Lindsay. Okay.
Lindsay.
Who is Tony Gonsolin?
Who is Tony Gonsolin,
oh,
the cat man? Yes,
good.
You're absolutely right. Lindsay's
good.
Taking a lead. Number four. New to the Los Angeles Rams. He will be wearing number 9.
Who is? Who,
Jorge.
Who is Matthew Stafford?
Who is Matthew Stafford?
I
didn't
say my name. I got so excited.
All right. It is Lindsay 2, Jorge 1, Momo 1. Number 5. It's the color of both a raven.
Momo.
Momo.
What is black?
What is black is the correct answer, yes. But color both a raven
you guys
and the,
should see me in studio. Oh, I'm like,
and the eight
so
ball
hyped.
In billiards, yes. All right, it's Momo 2, Lindsay 2, Jorge 1. Here's number 6. If you're sure of something, it's beyond the shadow of this.
Momo!
Lindsay, I heard Lindsay there.
What is a doubt?
What is a doubt? Absolutely correct, shadow of a doubt. Lindsay 3, Momo 2, Jorge 1. This is an interesting question to finish it. These are the call letters of the station.
Momo.
Momo.
What is KSPN?
No.
No, always. I think I said it too much.
These are the call letters of the station that simulcasts 710 ESPN.
Jorge. What is KRDC?
KRDC is correct. Yes. Yeah. Lindsay, you've locked this up. Lindsay's going to get the win 3-2-2. But we'll do the tiebreaker just for fun. Here's the question. How many yards has Matthew Stafford thrown for in his career, closest without going over?
Momo.
Lindsay. Well, no, it's not a buzzer. Oh. It's everybody's going to get it.
I'm just trying to get a win, guys.
You're
just trying so hard.
You already lost. Are you not?
You've already lost. Position? So just.
If I fight,
mellow.
I fight all the way to the end.
Okay. Chill, know, Momo. Chill.
It's her birthday, guys. Come
yeah,
on.
It's her birthday.
Jeez.
All right. How
it's
many
okay.
yards has Matthew Stafford
okay.
thrown for in his career, closest without going over, Lindsay?
I'm going to guess. 40,000.
Jorge.
45,000.
45,000. Momo.
$1, Bob.
I'm sorry, you went the wrong way. 45,001 would have been the winner, but Jorge.
Dang.
45,109. Jorge
ooh,
was all
good job.
Wow, close.
That.
Swag system, baby.
Swag system, exactly. Scientific wild ass guess.
That's right.
All right, so lie of the day. I told a lie at some point during the show. This one may have been obvious. I'm not sure. Does anybody have a guess on what the lie was?
That you saw all kinds of movies this weekend.
Incorrect.
You just got back from vacation. I don't think
you saw
four
three movies this weekend in theaters. I saw Space Jam, A New Legacy. I saw Scarlet.
I don't think you were a yoga teacher.
You don't think I was a
yoga
teacher?
I've heard so many Steve Mason stories about that year. I've never heard you tell the yoga teacher thing.
100% a yoga teacher.
I've never heard that.
100%. I could
teach all these
class
years
today.
We've been hosting radio together and been friends off the radio.
Yep. You've never seen my down dog, lady.
Oh, I've seen your down dog.
All All right.
There's a lot of Instagram posts with your down dog. I mean, I had to clean that up because that just sounded really dirty.
A really weird lie that you told. I don't know why. But didn't you say that your party was going to be on the Sunday of Labor Day weekend? And you said it was going to be on that Saturday. So unless you changed it, that's a lie.
Yeah, that may be just inadvertent. I think it's going to be Sunday. Did I give the wrong date?
You said Saturday.
Okay, it wasn't a deliberate lie. The deliberate lie was that I never went to a restaurant called AXE, pronounced Ashe.
Oh,
and never sat with Christina Aguilera and watched her eat 5 dinner rolls.
You know, you guys, one thing to remember, Mason really tries to sell the lie because he talked about it during the break after the
bath. Did. He did. He goes, man, I can't believe
Christina. I can't believe how many she ate of those.
That's good.
So that's a good thing that I'm going to have to remember.
Yeah.
Keep that in mind. I do sell the line. So tonight. Oh, by the way, I want to read this. It's Momo's birthday. This is from Timmy Chomp Chomp on Twitter. Happy birthday to Queen Ramona Shelburne of House Stanford, first of her name, Queen of the Cardinal and the Jump, Lady of ESPN and reporter of the NBA, Lady of the Khaleesi of the Great Grass Outfield, the undefeated Breaker of News, the mother of Daniel.
That is so good.
Isn't that great?
I should have just said that all show long because I can, right?
That's become our way to diss each other. When we think the other one's being stupid, we just
You're not here, Ramona.
I know, I hear you.
We have a good Michael drop where he just goes,
Oh, Michael does it too?
Michael does it all the time. Oh, it's Keyshawn.
It's Keyshawn? Let me hear the Keyshawn.
Stand by, hold on. Let me cut the music.
Okay.
Is that Keyshawn?
No, that was me.
Oh.
So Dodgers tonight, Mama. How you feeling? There you go. There's Keith.
There's Keyshawn.
Is he doing that to mock me? That's just a
That's an old morning show drop. He would just do it just when Sedano or LZ would talk to him.
I mean, I think that means I'm more nationally famous than I, because he has a national show now.
Yes, he does.
So
you
if
are
our
national.
Joke has
are you kidding
made
me?
It,
I just watched you on the
again.
On the,
if
around
you listen to Jorge's answer to your question, you would hear that is an old drop from the morning show.
I heard him.
You're like, oh, but I'm national.
Momo, do we got a win in this tonight?
Yeah. Dodgers are going to win. They're going to take control of this division. I think they're just the Giants have played over their head all year. The Dodgers have played hurt all year. I think Dodgers have a good second half.
I think Dodgers take 3 out of 4. Dodgers take 3 out of 4 in this series. And tonight, I think, is a win. I'm worried about the bullpen game tomorrow, but I think tonight's a win for the Dodgers.
I feel like they've been good in bullpen games.
Yeah, I mean, they've actually been all right. They've got a lot of arms they can throw out there. All right, hey, happy birthday to Momo.
Yeah. Thank you.
Had fun on the show today.
Thank you. Yeah, I did too. Thanks, Mike.
Ireland
a birthday present.
Ireland is coming back tomorrow. We'll talk some Dodgers Giants. We're getting ready for Game 6 of the NBA Finals. Sedano, LZ, and Cap coming up next, 710 ESPN.
Megacast.